The government has approved amendments to explosive rules for the existing licenses to allow four firms to manufacture high-density commercial explosives. The government approved the amendments to existing licenses in Form EL01 of Explosives Rules, 2010, for manufacturing of high-density commercial explosives. Sources told the Express Tribune that the Petroleum Division noted in a recent meeting of the Cabinet that the Department of Explosives, DOE, an attached department, was working under the administrative control of the Ministry of Energy, Petroleum Division. The DOE is entrusted with the responsibility of ensuring public safety at all levels of manufacturing, transportation, storage, import, export, and use of explosives, petroleum products, and hazardous chemicals within the country. The department, in its letter dated September 20, 2023, requested the approval of the federal government for the existing licenses in Form EL01 of the following firms/licensees for the manufacturing of high-density commercial explosive materials. The companies included Wah Associates, Jamhex Company, Wah Nobel Detonators, and Araka Enterprises. Details of the existing authorization and proposed amendments showing the quantity of items and materials of the firms/licensees were placed before the Cabinet. The Cabinet was informed that, as per Serial No. 1 of Schedule 4 of the Explosive Rules, 2010, the authority to grant a license in Form EL01 lay with the Chief Inspector, currently the Director General of Explosives. However, as per Rule 111(1)(b) of the Explosives Rules, 2010, any amendment to the license requires approval of the government. The amendment was proposed, stating that any license granted under the rules may be amended by the authority empowered to grant the license. However, no license in Form EL01 shall be amended without the approval of the federal government. It was noted that in line with the above legal position, the summary was submitted to the Cabinet on February 19, 2024. On consideration of the case, the Cabinet directed the Petroleum Division to obtain clearance from the Strategic Ministries and the Ministry of Interior prior to resubmitting the case for the Cabinet's approval. The Petroleum Division said that, as per directives of the Cabinet Division in letters dated March 20, 2024, the ministries concerned were requested to provide clearance. In response, the Ministry of Interior and the Ministry of Defense Production expressed no objection to the amendment to the license in Form EL01. However, the Ministry of Defense stated that the matter did not pertain to their ministry. Approval of the Cabinet was solicited for the amendment to the license in respect of the specified firms and licensees. It was certified that all necessary formalities, including the application for A11, distance form EMO6, treasury challenge, and other required documentation had been fulfilled.